It's Boss Barrel Radio, episode 109. I am Griffin Hoffman, and with me this week is Ryan, the Ryan Fielder.
Ryan, the Ryan Fielder. That's me.
That's it. Your name on the pro wrestling circuit as of late, isn't it?
Yeah.
Are you a face or a heel? I forget from last match.
I was a heel.
You're a heel.
Yeah.
So you're a real crowd favorite here in the River City?
Just around this area.
Oh, I see. But I see.
I mean, go anywhere else and I just kind of hide.
All right. Fair enough. Speaking of hiding, Matt Lake.
I'm here.
Have you been beating up any dumpsters lately?
No, I was not to that level of drunk to beat up a dumpster. So.
Oh, I didn't know that was a drunk thing. I thought you were just unhappy with a dumpster.
No, I was under the influence of alcohol and I punched a dumpster.
Ooh.
I didn't like it, so.
It was the smell. It smelled bad? Is that why?
I probably didn't notice it.
Uh-huh.
It was just sitting there, you know.
Just smirking at
making all, fun of you.
Yeah, yeah, making fun of you, just sitting there.
Making some ethnic comments.
Well, somebody had to do it. I'm glad you stepped up.
You're a superhero. Yeah.
Oh, I'm a superhero? What superhero?
Well, I mean, you are. You're the dumpster puncher.
Oh, like, okay.
Most people would sit by idly and let that dumpster just get away with its dumpster activities. But no, you stepped in and you made a difference.
I suppose you could say that.
You stepped in and made it stop treating everyone like a piece of trash.
Yeah. You know, I treated it like a piece of trash.
Yeah.
So, guys, how's it going? It's been 2 weeks since we've done a podcast, 1 week since we've done a video, which I even forgot. What did we
do? Injustice.
Oh, yeah, we did a show and tell of Injustice. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we were all here. What am I thinking? Where am I?
What? Your podcast.
What basement is this?
How are you doing since you got a long week. Married and all?
Yeah, I got married this weekend. I've been sleeping a lot.
Mm.
Yeah. I feel like a baby.
Just now that you're married, you're just sleeping all the time? Like,
yeah.
I don't want to wake up.
No, not even that. I'm like, oh, I feel great. And then I sit down at like 7 o'clock and then I fall asleep.
Yeah.
And then I wake up at like 7 o'clock and I'm like, oh, I hit my snooze alarm for the second time. So tired. So I'm hoping that today will be the day I don't feel exhausted after 8.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a nice goal to set.
It's a nice goal. I've got a 2-day sleep deficit and then I can make up that 2-day right now and then just, you know, I'll be right.
You got a plan.
I got a plan. Otherwise, been doing great, but honestly, haven't been really playing anything.
I have been playing some things. Been playing some Dead Island Riptide.
Mm.
It's more friendly Dead Island zombie bashing fun.
Now, you played the previous Dead Island.
I did.
And we played it together. We liked it quite a bit.
Wait, I don't remember playing it with you.
We played online.
Oh, yeah, we did. Forgot about that.
A lot of hoodie voodoo bitches and stomping on dead things' heads.
Oh, yeah. It's harder to stomp on heads now. They made that move a little more difficult.
Really?
Yeah.
So what is Dead Island Riptide? Is it a sequel?
Yeah, it is a direct sequel. After the events of the first game unfold, you get all the survivors, immune people, are taken onto a ship, and they're about to run some tests, but then the ship gets overrun, and you guys get tossed onto another island. So it's all over again, except they're researching the virus, and they're trying to figure out a cure now. That's the basic premise of the story.
Okay. So some justification as to why you're still doing this same old bullshit thing.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of crazy people on the island that aren't just, you know, zombies and whatnot. There's people that try to kill you, too.
Mm.
So, like natives.
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, that was kind of in the last game, too, right?
I suppose, yeah.
There was a clan of just crazy natives.
Yeah.
May or may not have been eating the zombie fungus or whatever. I don't remember that story.
You're right.
Yeah.
I forgot about them because I hated that jungle part in that game. That was terrible.
This whole thing is a jungle part? No.
Is it more open
than
the last
jungle? My whole life is a
jungle
part.
It's a very open. I've only been in the first open area that's like everything's accessible from the beginning. But I remember in the last one, there was 3 of those huge open areas.
I remember the best thing about Dead Island was like the kind of procedural zombie fricasseeing you could do. Like you got your sword, you got your bat or something, and you could cut off a limb or break a joint, and then the zombie would react differently. Like, it obviously, if it didn't have arms, it couldn't slap. Okay, so they haven't made any changes?
Not that I can tell, no.
Okay. Not like more dynamic cutting?
There's upgrading your weapons, which I believe was in the last one, or was it just repairing in the last one? All these games seem to blend together nowadays.
Yeah. Like, I don't remember.
But you can upgrade your weapons, or you can just buy new ones. Uh-huh. I remember you took to the strategy of just playing the game and not caring about dying at all, and just running, and just, like, if a zombie was hitting you, you didn't care.
Yeah, that was my strategy. So,
yeah.
We were talking before we started that you imported your character. Does it import your weapons and your items you have? No, it doesn't.
No, just level. You get add a few new skills to this tree, but like, that's really it. Like,
so is this really a sequel, or is it just kind of like DLC on a disc with new?
A lot of,
like,
DLC.
A 1.5 sequel.
Yeah, you could do that. Like, just a really big extension of the first game. Like, it's more than downloadable content, because like, I've been playing it for like 25 hours, and it's like a lot of content, but it's the first gameplay. Like, okay. So it's more just zombie ripping.
You were playing as, what was it?
Sam B.
Sam B.
Mm-hmm. Imported.
Rapper
imported
extraordinaire.
Him. Yep.
Yeah. Is there any new cast you can play as?
Yeah. Some guy named Hardy. I think he's like a close-up weapon or like fist specialist.
Yeah. I hear he's got a pretty sweet ability with his sprint and then melee, and he'll do like a flying jump kick, and instead of breaking immediately the bones of the zombies, it'll send them rocketing past or beyond with momentum. And if any of their body parts hit anything in the environment, they'll rip
explode.
Off.
Yeah. I have a weapon that does that.
Oh, sweet.
I made this weapon, and I hit them, and if it hits a critical hit, they go flying, and if it hit anything, they explode, and it just makes everything just crazy. Critical hits are amazing.
So does it feel like it sounds like more they pulled off all the stops, and it's like, hey, let's just make Dead Island but crazier? Do you think that's a fair assessment? Or
I mean, the first one was pretty crazy, but yeah. I mean, they're just like, yeah, F it. Let's just have fun.
Okay, that's cool. Like,
yeah.
I had not heard that about the game.
No.
I thought it was almost identical to the first, just with new areas and a new character.
Yeah.
So fact that they make it a little bit zanier sounds like a cool thing.
Yeah. It still is the first game. Like, still going and doing quests, ridiculous quests, and going back. But it's just more fun, I think. Like, I'm having a lot of fun. But it's still a lot of looting. Like, I can't stop myself. If I see a little dot over here, I have to go and check it out. And just like, oh, I got some glue.
Yeah, that's something they could like take a page out of Borderlands, where you hold down the pickup button and it just picks up everything around you.
Yeah,
that would kind of help.
But that would be nice. There is also this new like thing. I've only been playing single player, except for where the random times when people jump into my game and they're just like, follow me around for a bit. And then I think I just can't handle it because I'm like almost a level 60 and they just drop out or something. But
well, I believe that the game levels dynamically. So if somebody jumps into your game and they're level 1, they see level 1 zombies. And the damage they do will it's, I think it must all work on percentages, because if you're 60, you'll see a 60 zombie and you'll attack them and damage them for appropriate amounts. But then they'll be at one and they'll see one and they'll be able to still take it down.
Yeah.
So it's not,
it's all
like
about the weapons though anyway.
Yeah. Like, it doesn't have that like World of Warcraft sort of syndrome where you're like, I'm going to run around with my level 50 guy and I'm level 2 and he'll just one time hit things and smite it, and then I'll just have to like hang back here so I don't
get
to hurt.
Level 50 tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there's this like there's these new common areas where everyone's around and you buy things from everybody. Everybody has different things that they sell. And like these areas will be attacked by zombies and you have to defend the area, and you can level up, you can do quests for these other people so they level up their weapons, so during the attacks they fend off the zombies better. And like there'll be an on-screen prompt, if like a zombie starts attacking one of these people and you do not go save this person, they can die. Like completely. I haven't let anyone die yet, but I'm pretty sure they can just completely die. And they're like part of the story. So I don't know if that changes or not, but I think it can.
Is that the Siege gameplay where you set up like weapons around like a base and then you have to hold them off?
I haven't been
a
setting up weapons, but you put around like fences and like make them only come through certain areas, or
maybe that's the same thing.
Yeah,
because what I've seen, like some guy was setting up fences, maybe barrels or maybe fences too, and then you could go on a like a mounted gun and you have to keep the zombies back for like 3 or 4 minutes or something. And
I've not found any mounted guns yet.
I don't know. I just heard that was just kind of a boring part.
Yeah.
Because I watched a video review and the guy was just saying, I just let them all in, turn on my power, and then just kill them when they're all in the base.
Yeah.
And it's just easier that way. Well, but who knows?
But if you just let them attack the people, I don't know if they'll die or not. That's an interesting thought.
Yeah. I don't know.
There's a lot of, like, they have a horde meter at the top, and, like, there'll be different waves coming in at you, and then the final waves will be the, like, super zombies.
Plants versus zombies.
Yeah.
Huh.
It's fun. I mean.
Did you buy, now, if somebody wanted to go buy this game, is it a full-priced-ass video game?
I red-boxed it.
Okay. So. Okay, well, it's $50.
Yeah.
It's
Seems kind of
sorry, cut you off, Matt. Yeah.
Oh, but no, I was just shaking my head.
From what it sounds, would you pay $50 for this game?
Yeah. I'll probably end up paying $60 for it just from not returning it for the red box. Jeez. I mean, not a big deal.
I would not.
I think that's way too much
like
money.
Games.
See, I want to keep playing it, and I've already had it for like 10 days, so that's $20. If I go and return it now and then go buy it, I'll be paying more if I don't just keep it.
Well, don't pay $60 for that game.
Well, I'll try. I'll be like, hey, will you give this to me 5 days early?
I mean, I imagine that the way their thing works is you can't exceed the price of the game, right? Or at least not by like,
I don't know,
$5 or something.
I don't know if it's by game or if it's by strictly days with them.
Huh. We'll find out. We'll check in.
Yeah. I'll let you know how
2 weeks,
they charge.
See how much you bought that game for.
Yeah. Or if I returned it. We'll see.
So, Dead Island.
Yeah.
Riptide. Thumbs up, thumbs down.
Two thumbs up. I like it.
Holy moly. Anything else you've been playing?
I got Twisted Pixel Games, like, package for 800 points. We got Comic Jumper, Splosion Man, Mrs. Splosion Man, and The Maw.
It's Ms. Splosion Man.
Ms. Splosion Man.
You can tell because she has a bow in her head.
Oh, yeah. My bad.
So, sorry. What you got?
So, I finished Comic Jumper, and that's about it. Yeah.
What'd you think?
Oh, it's a fun game. I remember
bad
the
gameplay,
demo.
But fun game.
Yeah, funny.
That very last funny. Boss, pretty terrible.
Oh God.
The anime level too was especially bad. No, I don't think so.
I went through and got them all, and
oh yeah, that anime level, God.
But the unicorn that flies on rainbows, farting out rainbows, was
A lot of good jokes.
Yeah,
lots of good jokes.
But
you're covered, Matt. Noisy.
Noisy sneeze, yes.
Funny game. I haven't played anything else yet.
Did you ever play the other Twisted Pixel games before buying
Which
this
one?
Package?
I had played all the demos, except for The Maw.
Okay,
I have not played
demos.
The Maw.
Oh, nice.
I have no idea what that's
about. How much
about.
Was this full package?
800 points.
I'm assuming holy shit, on Xbox?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It was interesting. You go and download the package, and it's just one screen, and that's what you've downloaded for 800 points. And then you exit out of that game, and you're like, well, how do I go and play these? And you have to go and download the other ones separately.
Huh. Okay.
But they're for free.
That's weird.
Yeah. But have you guys played The Maw?
No.
I haven't. Fun. I've seen a lot of video for it, though.
Yeah? No. So, you have no idea then?
No.
Just video?
Only video.
That's the only one I'm really interested in seeing because I've played demos for Splosion Man and Ms. Splosion Man. But.
And you're already done with Comic Jumper. Comic Jumper, good avatar items from that.
Yeah.
Really good avatar items.
Going through
avatar
and unlocking
items.
Everything was so
or
annoying
the,
and long.
The what was the screen? The achievement screen? The stat screen.
Oh, yeah.
That was a good song.
Where they're singing everything about your stats.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how many times you've viewed the particular screen you're looking at right now.
Mm-hmm. Explosion Man has got some good music in it, too.
Yeah.
Really good music. Like the donut song.
Yes. The donut song.
I've heard
that song.
Yeah.
I never beat Splosion Man. I never even bought it, so.
I haven't beat it either, nor have I bought it, because I hear that the best part is the ending and the song, so.
And you've already seen those?
I just looked them up.
Are you thinking about doing this for 800 points, getting all those games?
No. Speaking of Twisted Pixel, like, when is Loco Cycle coming out?
I'm guessing next year.
You don't think it's going to be Summer of Arcade this year?
That's a DLC?
I have no idea.
Loco Cycle?
Yeah, a downloadable game that's you play as a motorcycle, a lady motorcycle, a sentient lady motorcycle that has superpowers and stuff. And
so shouldn't it be Loco Cycle?
Yeah. Well, it depends. I don't know. Is motorcycle feminine or masculine? I don't know. But there's an evil dude motorcycle too. Looks pretty stupid. Like, but in a good way.
But I'm
like
sure.
In a Twisted Pixel kind of way where you're like, yeah, this gameplay's all right. I can go through this because at least it's pretty funny.
Yeah. That's what the whole game was. Or like, there's the game programmers in the background and the whole premise of Captain Smiley, them injecting more fun into the game.
Mm-hmm.
That's just funny.
Yeah, very good. Did you play anything else?
No.
Okay. Matt, what have you been up to?
I played a bunch of... I played all PC games.
What else would you be playing?
Yeah, that's why I kind of...
You played every single PC game?
Yeah, I did. I bought everything on Steam and then just played it. I played Gemini Rue.
Nice.
I beat that. That was kind of interesting, but I kind of... I'm not sure if you're supposed to know this before it gets to this point, but I found out what the twist was going to be in that game. There's, you know, because there's a twist.
You found it out, or you deciphered it? Like, you were able to see it too quickly, or you, like, read a thing, and you're like, oh, crap.
No, I didn't read a thing. I was saying, well, this looks familiar. Oh, I bet this is that. Okay. That's what I guessed, and then when it's revealed, I was like, okay, I was right. But then I played another point-and-click adventure game that was published by the same company called Resonance. In that game, you can play as four different characters, and at some point in the game, you can switch between them, and you can use them together to do certain activities. I think that game's better. It's just got... It looks better. It doesn't look as grainy as Gemini Rue did. And some of the puzzles in that game, I was stumped. I had to look up because I had no idea what I was doing, but... it's really interesting, and it also has this system where it has this thing called short-term and long-term, and what you do is you drag items that you see in the environment to a menu that's labeled short-term, and so when you talk to people, when a dialogue box comes up, there's this empty square, and what you do is you go to your short-term menu box, and you click on an item, and then when you click on that item, you're talking about that item to another character.
Okay.
And so you gather more information that way and, you know, progress the story if it's needed. I thought that was kind of interesting, but I think it's just better than Gemini.
Which one was that? That was in
Resonance.
Resonance, okay.
Yeah.
That's not Wadjet.
No, it's published by Wadjet, I believe.
Okay.
It's developed by somebody else, though. But I think it's better. If you had to pick one or the other, I would probably pick Resonance. I think that's more interesting.
Hmm.
What else did I play?
You played FTL.
Yes, I did.
Blew that up. You played FTL.
I did. I kind of regret it.
I knew it. I knew it was coming.
I've played it like 6 or 7 times.
Yes, excellent.
The game is really addicting. But it's hard.
But how far have you gotten?
I got to the mothership at the end once, and I killed it in its first phase.
Holy crap.
But the problem is you have to stay on the right side of the map.
Mm-hmm.
But my ship was really damaged. And if I was... Because you have to stay next to your commander's ship. Otherwise, if the mothership from the rebels gets too close, the game ends.
Yeah, I didn't know that. And that's what happened
that's
for
what screwed me.
Before
because,
I got to fight it.
My hull was severely damaged. And if I was going to go to a repair station on the right side of the map, I would either have run into the mothership or... a rebel ship that probably would have killed me. So there was a repair shop on the left side of the map, and I went there, and then I got repaired, but I was too late. I had to warp too far to the right.
That's why you got to get that return warp, where you can go back to any place you've ever visited before instantly.
Yeah, I think. Well, I'm playing it right now. Before I came over, I was playing it, and I'm pretty far. I think I'm almost at the last section. Almost at the mothership again.
Do you unlock any other ships? Are you going Kestrel only? Or
no.
Oh.
I've unlocked three other ships, and I'm using one of those ships for my other playthroughs because it has everything that the default ship has, except it has stats. It has like one extra subsystem, and it has stats in it. And also, it uses a weapon that it goes through shields. It's called an ion cannon. What it does, it doesn't damage anything, but when it hits a system in the ship,
disables it.
It disables everything. Yeah. It disables that.
And
so,
then it'll shut down shields if it hits a shield on.
Yes.
It'll guaranteed knock out a shield level.
Mm-hmm. That's why I'm using that. And also it comes with like a drone companion thing already installed.
What's the name of that ship? Is it just the achievement version of the Kestrel?
No.
No. Okay.
I don't remember what it's called. I want to say it's like an Engi ship, but okay. I might be wrong.
Of the Engi ship, or
that's what it might be.
Okay, so you've got the Kestrel, you've got the whatever this mystery ship is, and
I've got a stealth ship. I can't remember what it's called, and then I got another green ship. That's yeah, because like the problem with that game is you are going to fail.
Yes.
When you play that game a lot, and you might unlock things later on that you can use in a different playthrough. And I'm playing it on easy, which everyone should do.
Absolutely.
Easy should be labeled as hard, and normal should be labeled as very hard. That's what it should be labeled as, but it's not easy at all. But, I mean, if you did everything perfectly, you could probably beat this game in, like, 2 to 3 hours. But
not even.
You could beat, less than that?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. But,
if you did everything right, you could blow through that super quick.
Yeah, I guess you're right. And it's a lot of it is randomized. It's not the same every playthrough.
Yeah, it's a roguelike.
Nice. Yeah.
Where it's like where what that means is every playthrough takes nothing into your progression from the last playthrough. So like
except for the ship unlocking.
Well, so like on the imagine it more like a character select screen and it's like, "Hey, do you want to start out as the sniper or the engineer or the warrior?" And then like on when you first start playing, it's like you only have access to the warrior, and then as you play through a handful of times and you lose and kind of realize what the game's all about, you may do some things in the game that unlock this new class to play as.
And so, there's no restarts or save points.
No. Yeah, I mean you can save and continue back into the same game you're in, but it's essentially like a chess game where if you get to a certain point, there's only so many moves you have. Like you won't be able to come out on top. So, it is very, I guess, mean in that respect. But
it works since it's such a short game.
Yeah,
it's not like you have to play this game for 10 hours and you only get one save, which would be really dumb. But no, it's manageable.
Huh.
It's really addicting. And then the other game I played, it's a game called Papers, Please.
Oh, did you?
Yes. I downloaded it for free. I greenlit it on Steam. And what that is, it's just a very bit. You play a border agent in some made-up area.
Some
this planet. It looks
Pakistan
like,
sort of place. Some
yeah, it looks like 1980s Soviet Union.
Blankarov.
Yeah. And it's really easy. What you just have to do is you have to check people's, you know, papers, like their passport, permit, and all that. But as it progresses, you have to check more and more documents. You have to, you know, and stuff. You just have to cross-check everything, and it takes up time. And the reason why that's difficult is because you want to get as many people through as you can because you get more money that way. But if you let people through who are not supposed to come through, or if you deny people who should have gone through, you get penalized. At some point, you'll get like citations, and then after that point, you'll lose money. And the reason why you want money is because after each day, you have to pay your rent, you have to buy food for your family, and then you have to pay for heating and medicine. And if you don't, they'll start to get sick, and then they'll die, and the game will end.
This game does not sound fun.
No, it's depressing.
Yeah.
That's kind of what it's.
What are you
to be.
Talking about? It sounds like a ton of fun. It doesn't sound anything like real life, one bit. Drudgery, loss, horror. Yeah. Come on.
Yeah, but it's really addicting. I mean, it's in the early stages of development. Yeah. I think you can play maybe 9 days in the game. It's for free right now. But
yeah, you said you got that on PC through Steam?
Yes. No. I think I just searched Papers, Please game, and you go to that site, and you just download it, and then you can just play it.
There's a browser version too, right? So if you don't
That's
have
not
a
as far
PC,
along, though.
You can still play it?
It's not as advanced as... Okay. You might be able to play it on Mac and just downloading the game. I don't know if it's just PC, but I didn't get off. I just got off the website.
I've been eyeballing it, so
it's really addicting.
Yeah,
and it's when you see an inconsistency, you have to find the rule in your rule book, and then you have to point out the inconsistency, and then they'll start talking, and then you have to cross check something again, and I don't know. It's just really fun. I don't know why it's fun.
It kind of has like that Diner Dash kind of a vibe where it's like you got to do a bunch of things really well, really quickly.
Yes.
But then they slow it down, but then they also make the time that you have to do it short. So you have to do a lot of things really well, but with almost no pressure. The only thing is at the end of the day, guilt you instead of just being like, oh, you failed. Like, it's like, well, you can keep playing, but essentially your family is dying right now. And then everything gets more complicated. Like, it's like, well, here's a new menu item. You got to get ready. You know, now you don't just have hot dogs and burgers. You've got, you have to assemble this really elaborate sandwich. But it is a lot more complicated than that because just the way that you interact with the game, and then also like the emotional empathy that you have with the people that are coming up to this window, correct? Like,
I had no empathy whatsoever.
So how did you play it? Did you play it like a hard ass? You're like,
I would point out,
please, this is no good.
Yeah, I would point out inconsistencies, and if they couldn't give me enough evidence, I would deny them. And,
I feel like you need to get your Xbox and PlayStation back.
I probably do. I really do. The only complaint I have with this game is that you have your counter where their documents are laid, and at some point they're laying down three or four documents, and they overlap, so you kind of have to move stuff around the screen to see things, and also when you have to point out an inconsistency, you might have to either take out the rule book and flip through that, or you have to take out the where the conversation has been recorded, and that just kind of jumbles everything on the counter, and you have stuff that's overlapping, so you got to move something off screen and look through, and then you got to bring something back on screen. So it just kind of becomes kind of a mess, a fumbling mess. But
that's kind of part of the charm of the game,
that
too,
is
isn't kind it?
Of is too, yeah. You're supposed to be kind of this office worker in a way, and you got
everything is
everywhere.
Supposed to be hectic.
Yeah. But, I mean, I checked everything. I mean, even, like, a lot of people don't check... There's a thing on their passport says, oh, this passport was issued from this city in this country. I would even check that, which a lot of people don't.
Is it a real city?
Yeah. Is this a real city that issues passports in this country? And then, stuff like that. And they introduce a lot of things each day, and it's really cool. I like it. It's Diner Dash and all those games, those seem to be more skill based on your button strokes, on like your keystrokes. This game's more kind of with your eyesight. Kind of instead of your hands, but I hope they make that game and they add stuff to it, and I would buy it day one because it's really addicting.
Yeah,
it's really simple. I really like it.
Sweet, man.
Now, have
anything
you...
else?
No. But how about you? Probably not. I don't think you've played anything.
Papers, Please? I haven't. I want to. But
have
like
you played
said,
any other games, though?
I played Injustice, Gods Among Us, which we haven't had a chance to talk about on the podcast since it came out. But we were able to play it quite a bit last week, and I was able to talk about it then. So if you'd like some in-depth analysis of Injustice Gods Among Us, go listen to the show and tell we did. But, yeah, hey, it's a lot like Mortal Kombat with some things taken out and made simpler for new people. It's got all your favorite DC comic book heroes and stupid clothing and whatnot. It's a dumb story that serves really only to create a world for these fighters to have at each other. there's online modes that are cool. It, like, they get the King of the Hill mode where you are wagering and watching matches. It also has your standard stuff. There's the Star Labs where you're doing little mini challenges. I don't think it's that great of a game. I give it 4. I wrote a review for it as well, like Friday or something, Thursday. I don't think it's that great. I give it 4 out of 5 stars, but I was. It's written like a 3 out of 5 star review because I didn't have a great time with it. But that's also because I don't like comic book characters, and I don't like.
You don't like comic book characters.
Not superheroes. No, I think yeah. But I also don't really love Mortal Kombat gameplay. So two things that really aren't my thing. But otherwise, it's totally cool for what that is. Like, hey, they're superheroes doing their dumb superhero things that are well-designed kind of characters, each with a tiny bit of unique flavor and funness to, at the very... At the base level, just to watch, like, there are superpowers, there are super moves, everything is just really flashy, really cool. But, like, it just, I get this vibe of it being a really superficial fighting game. Like, yeah, there's room for crazy combo strings and stuff, but all the characters kind of feel bland when put up against each other. Like, everybody just kind of has this sliding scale of range to like grappler, so nobody really feels off the beaten path and really eccentric and crazy and weird, but everybody does kind of feel like what they should be. Like Green Arrow, he has a diversity of arrow techniques, yeah, duh. Like Bane, he has a bunch of counters and grappling abilities, yeah, okay. Batman, he's gadget heavy, but I don't think he really plays that well because he's really slow and I don't know. He's a really weird character, I think. I think he's probably the worst designed in there with the moveset. Yeah, it was a fun game to play, go through and just spend some time with it. But when I was done, I was like, this isn't for me. And I don't know who this really... This appeals for people who aren't me. I can tell that.
Fans of superheroes and supervillains.
Probably, yeah. I think that's safe to say. Fans of superhero stuff and also fans of, you know, like fighting games who want really anything. Mm-hmm. But
I think I would rather see DC characters and Mortal Kombat characters in a Street Fighter engine and see how that would work. I don't like MK and Injustice's game engine. I don't like how you can just do like 5 different things and oh, the guy gets flipped up in the air and then you can do a 50 hit, you know, combo. Yeah. Like in Street Fighter games, like you have to make your own juggles.
Yep.
And it takes more skill and there just seems to be more variety and I think it just looks cooler.
Right. I think that with MK games, they're built with juggling and bouncing into it, and then when you have a Street Fighter 4 style game, you know, the juggling doesn't really happen. It's more of shorter, really short bursted combos instead of long strings. And anybody who's like, well, dial-a combos don't really exist in this NetherRealm game, you're like, you're an idiot.
Yeah, they exist wholeheartedly.
Yeah. But it is what it is. I mean, you can read my review. It's I didn't love it. I can talk crap about superheroes, but I mean, I think they're fine. I
played it with you, and I had fun with it for the amount of time. But yeah. You know, I'm not a huge fighter.
Yeah,
fighting games.
I did have a really stupid moment when I was playing that game, and I was like, "Hey, you know, it'd be way awesomer if they made a Marvel fighting game." And I was like, "Oh wait,
yeah, right."
Hey, doesn't a Marvel fighting game sound great? Like, with these characters that are actually fun to play as, instead of these DC hero magic men? And then I thought, oh, crap. That was done already with that Marvel vs. Capcom. And that's those hot street garbage.
But if it was just more Marvel characters?
I don't even know. Uh-huh. playing like what? Nothing? I wouldn't
playing the
even
same
know.
Probably.
Yeah. Like, what do you put Marvel in at this point? Like, how do you make a totally new feeling fighting game? Stick Marvel into it.
First person fighting game. Like Breakdown. Yeah, what if you did that?
I'm in. How much money do I get? What do I get if I give you $20 for Kickstarter right now, Matt, for your first person Marvel fighting game?
Two DLC characters for free.
Okay, how about for $40? How about for $50 if I donate to your Marvel FPS?
The game will be half off. Okay. And you'll get your DLC characters, I guess, too.
I donate $50 and I only need to pay $30 for the game then? Or $50 more?
No, 50 total will get you the two DLC characters for free and the game will be $30 off, so you'll be...
Is this game going to be always online?
If I pay $100, can it be not always online?
Well, sure, you can decide whatever you want.
Okay, what if I spend $5,000? What do I get out for your Kickstarter?
You'll get part of the profits. How about that?
Whoa! How much is that Marvel license going to cost you? They're not doing anything with it right
couple
now,
hundred,
right?
Tens of millions.
Maybe a couple hundred.
Yeah. I hear that Iron Man IP is pretty garbage. Yeah. It's pretty worthless right now.
I'll get the characters like they haven't done anything with in 50 years.
Okay.
Which I can't name any, but whatever.
Moon Knight.
Moon Knight? Okay, I've never heard of
Wasn't
that.
Wasn't there supposed to be a Moon Knight game in the last 5 years?
Was there? He was in one of the Marvel games. In one of the...
Yeah, you're right. He was in MUA.
MUA?
Yeah. Marvel Ultimate Alliance.
Oh, yeah. He was
Ant-Man. Is that DC, though?
Ant-Man's going to have a movie.
That's what I heard. That's not going to work. That's going to be dumb.
Probably, but whatever.
Ant-Man? Come on.
It'll be all about him beating his wife.
Dude, okay, I think a Moon Knight movie would be way better. Like a Batman that kills people.
So the Punisher?
Except... Like high tech gadgets and secret
Punisher kind secret of has high tech gadgets.
Mm-hmm. Punisher's got guns. Those are high tech gadgets.
Whatever.
And he wears a cape. And you can't see his face.
F that cape. I'm more non cape Punisher.
How much money do I have to pay you for your Kickstarter to remove all capes from my characters?
None. There will be no capes in that game.
No capes. If you donate $1, you get all capes.
Haven't you ever watched The Incredibles? Capes get in the way.
Yeah.
Yeah,
what about
damage.
Mantles?
We're not talking about that.
All right, are you not talking about that? Or are you deferring from comment at the moment? Maybe
we're
in
just
the
not
future.
Talking about it.
Okay, all right.
We're just not talking.
I'm sorry
about
for
it,
pressing so. You on that.
Yeah,
jeez, touchy subject.
Talk
right
to my
now.
PR person.
All right. Well, I have exhausted my playlist. I just played Injustice. That's it. I watched Hunter play a bunch of the new zombie map for Black Ops 2.
Okay.
Mob of the Dead, where you're playing as Italian mobster mafia guys who are in Alcatraz. It definitely does seem to change up the zombie formula quite a bit with how you progress through the world. It gives you something to do while you're dead. You can run around and unlock certain parts of the level.
While you're dead?
Yeah.
Hmm.
You float around as a spirit. And you have access to different areas, and you can kill zombies with your electric spirit shock fingers.
Oh.
But you don't get points for it. So
just kind of helping out the alive people.
Yeah. So there are, I've watched a lot of zombie updates in my time. And I feel like this is probably the biggest and most different zombie thing in the Call of Duty games. So kind of cool. Like if that's your thing or ever has been your thing, maybe this is one to check out.
I don't know. It seems like it's getting too complicated for me. I like the basic zombie formula.
Yeah. Okay. Well then, yeah, it's way too complicated now because there's multiple keys, multiple things. You can get off the place, like multiple zones you can warp to.
No, I like the basic, oh, hey, you got money to unlock this door? There's a gun behind here.
Mm-hmm.
More zombies.
But, then this might not be for you.
Yeah.
Whatever. Just make me another Left 4 Dead game.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
They won't, though. So
nope.
They won't?
Not for a while, probably.
What's Turtle Rock up to?
You could you could play Dead Island.
Yeah, I guess that'll work. Still not as good as Left 4 Dead, but
no. So that's it for games we've been playing. Mm-hmm. So we should probably talk about some news. What's been happening in the last week? Nintendo, right?
Yeah, let's talk about Nintendo.
Okay.
That's going really well, isn't it?
Yeah, Nintendo, they're doing great, raking it in, making good decisions. People totally understand everything that's happening.
Yeah, like, I don't remember the exact figure, but it's like between $300 and $400 million they lost.
Yeah. Well, is it a straight up loss? Well, whatever. Sure. Yeah. Yep. I know they've also had to alter their quarterly and whatever projections to account for a bunch of things as well.
Maybe you're right. Maybe they did come out ahead, but I think for their console, that's how much they lost. Maybe.
That's right. Yes, they are down in they're down in one way, but they're also up in another way. The way that they are up like 7 million or something is a way that doesn't really take into account a lot of things. So I'm not a businessman, but I've heard that the way they're trying to spin it is pretty bonk because it's obvious they're losing money right now, especially on the Wii U.
Yeah, they're not doing, basically they're just not doing well with that console.
No.
Do you guys know anyone that has one of those?
Nope.
No.
Me neither.
It's just a Wii with the new controller, right?
Yeah,
that's what it is.
You buy this tablet, and why would I want to buy a tablet? I already have like an iPad, and so you connect it to your Wii. I don't even use the Wii anymore, so I don't want a tablet for it.
Yeah, why would I need that?
And it costs $300 just for this dumb tablet that I have to have a Wii for.
And it's like on par, if not below, what the current consoles already have. So. Mm. That's fun.
Yeah. So also, after that crazy earnings call too, right? They also, or their projections, they kind of messed with their corporate structure.
I didn't hear much about that. Okay, but you did apparently.
Yeah,
so.
Iwata, Satoru Iwata, the guy who does all the Nintendo Directs / president of Nintendo, is now taking over the responsibilities of CEO of Nintendo of America. And the current CEO of Nintendo of America is moving into some position or something in Japan. So now they've claimed that this is part of some like global restructuring to make one unified Nintendo that functions as a whole. And we'll see how that goes. But I mean, based on Nintendo's performance in the last couple of years, Iwata has not been doing a great job. So it's kind of crazy that he is now taking over another top level position within the company. Since it's especially bizarre, since you know a lot of analysts were saying he's probably going to get let go or shunted aside or moved into some position where he's not going to be in charge of these things anymore, and just the opposite happens. He gets more responsibility. So kind of crazy.
He's not completely losing his other responsibilities. And
he is still the president of Nintendo.
Yeah.
And now he is also the CEO of Nintendo of America.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he knows Americans a lot better than the current one.
Well, COO, everybody's favorite Nintendo face, Reggie Fils-Aimé, is going to be reporting to him. So that's, you know, a lot of speculation was going to say, well, maybe he'll move into the CEO position of America, but nope. So crazy Nintendo stuff. They had that Nintendo Direct recently, maybe a week or two ago, where they trotted out a few new Nintendo franchises, like most notably A Link to the Past 2, Zelda A Link to the Past 2 for the 3DS.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I haven't seen gameplay, but I've seen screenshots, and I don't like the way it looks. And then apparently it has this gimmick that involves you rotating walls or something. And
yeah, you melt into the wall and become a 2D painting on the wall that can shuffle along the wall. So, seems interesting, I guess. I mean, It's a big thing to take that name, which everybody holds so dear in their nostalgic memory, and then slapping a 2 on the end of it and saying, "Hey, this is going to be just as good, if not better, than the last thing we've done."
Yeah. How many years ago was that? Like 23, 4?
Probably something like 20.
Yeah.
For Link to the Past?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like 20. Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was some other titles that they announced out of this thing? Some Luigi.
Oh, yeah. That.
DLC for Mario or New Super Mario Bros. 2. Where you play only as Luigi, right?
Thing I
New
heard
Wii
was
Super Mario Bros.
Some dream U. game that involves the Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah, Dream Team.
Dream Team, yeah.
Mario and Luigi Dream Team. It's like the RPG thing for the 3DS. It looks all right. I mean, I don't really... I'd rather go back and play Bowser's Inside Story if I'm going to play anything. Yeah.
I never played Superstar Saga, so
yeah,
I still have to play that game. But
Some March of the Minis crap. Some Wii... I think they dated Pikmin, which is now coming out in, like, November. Pikmin 3.
Great.
Yeah. So
I still got to play the first one.
Definitely does seem like Nintendo has no idea what they're doing with their Wii U.
Yeah, whatever. Everyone keeps saying, oh, but they got Mario and Metroid and Zelda. And I'm like, well, those... I mean, I guess you could say Mario Galaxy's been fine, but, I mean... You know, Metroid Other M and then Zelda Skyward Sword didn't really weren't, you know, that great necessarily. So I don't know. I think the 2D versions of those games are better.
Twilight Princess.
No. So I think that argument isn't valid anymore. But
when was the last thing that Nintendo came up with like that was like new and not something Mario or Zelda or Metroid?
Pikmin.
You think so?
Wii Music.
That doesn't count.
That was
a
huge part of their press conference in 2009 or 8, I forget.
And where is that now?
Yeah.
Nowhere.
In a ditch. Rotting.
Yeah, it's got a shotgun bolt to the back of the head.
Animal Crossing? That was DS, right? GameCube DS?
Something like that, yeah.
I never played that game. Yeah.
Why would I play that?
I'm going to play that game.
But anyways, also Nintendo's not having a big press conference at E3. They're just going to have like little Nintendo Directs there.
They're going to do like a press-specific event, or investor-specific event, and then a retailer-specific event, and then they're going to be using a lot of their conference time to have like on-floor demos for the people that are there to show off their products. So essentially there'll be no big grand stream event where all of the viewers at home can watch as people get on stage and fumble around.
Yeah. Speaking of press conferences, Microsoft announced that they're going to reveal their next Xbox May 21st in Redmond. And like some details have been coming out about that, saying that the whole always online thing where everyone thinks that the console has to be online for you to play games. Well, there's been rumblings that it's not necessarily going to be always online. Like the games might require you to be online. That depends on the publisher though. The publisher will dictate that. After a game releases, developers can release, achievements. And they won't be a DLC. They'll just add them in whenever, and they'll also integrate, other games that you've played for these achievements, such as if you played a 2K game like XCOM and a 2K game like Bioshock Infinite, and you beat them both, there might be like an achievement associated, like, hey, beat both these games, and you get another achievement because you beat them both, something like that. But I don't know. Like, I'm kind of a little bit more interested in this conference than I was in PlayStation's because I think Xbox is going to reveal a lot more since they've had more time. And and maybe some people will be more excited because, they're going to probably show the box, unlike Sony. So, but.
Well, presumably Sony will have the box to show off and more things.
At E3, probably, yeah.
Yeah, I am sure this is going to be a totally crazy cool event with Microsoft showing off all sorts of awesome things, and everybody will forget about all the drama that happened months before. But in terms of like a business standpoint, once they say their stuff at this event, now it'll give time for Sony to react and make adjustments to their upcoming E3 event, because they'll have less to cover, so they have more fluidity.
They'll show that box. And they'll take all the momentum.
Yeah. Show that box.
Show that box, baby. There was like a rumor or something saying that Microsoft was like 8 months behind on game development for this new console, which seems a bit crazy to me. But
there's also the rumor going around now that the Respawn game is going to be exclusive to the Xbox.
That's right.
But who knows? You know, rumors.
But I reading what that Respawn game is, I don't sound very interested anymore.
What is a Respawn game? I haven't looked
into
it.
Something involving mechs and being online. And
oh.
I don't care about mechs, so I care. I don't know.
Well, there's always a mech game released with the release
I'd
of Xbox.
Destiny. I'd rather play Destiny than this new Respawn game so far. But
sure.
Shiny,
purpley future versus armored whatever.
I would say, isn't Destiny more white future?
Okay. I thought there was a lot of greens and purples in it again, which struck strange chords with Halo fans, saying like, hey, isn't this, you guys got one thing, don't you?
Yeah, but anything else happening in the news? I don't really think so.
Mm-mm. Mm.
Just more of this.
Well, I don't know,
lead
maybe,
up to
maybe
this conference in E3 really, but I don't think there's much else going on really.
Yeah, why not? Nothing I can really remember, so there's probably nothing.
Yeah, probably nothing.
Yeah, I think we covered all the big parts, and you know, whatever. So sue us. So guys, I guess we'll call it here in this episode, closing off. Good timing, I guess.
Yeah.
Before
right
there. We explode. All right. Thanks for listening. We'll see you guys in 2 weeks as usual. This has been Bossboro Radio. Matt, Ryan, and myself say have a good one.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye.